At just 13 years of age, Avery Roy might not yet possess the full scope of life experiences that would allow her to enjoy a measured perspective on all of her achievements in gymnastics. For now, the talented representative of the Sudbury Laurels will have to be content with relying on those in her support group to confirm that her cracking the Team Ontario Tour selection recently is a big deal, a really, really big deal. "My coach, she started crying. My mom started crying," Roy said, recalling the setting just a few weeks back as the level 7 gymnast became the first from Sudbury since 2015, when Kayla Foles was named, to earn a spot on the roster that will travel to Phoenix, Arizona, in January. "I didn't cry," added Roy, with a smile. The fact that the grade 8 student at Valley View Public School would accomplish this in her very first attempt at tryouts, pitted in the 14-plus grouping against a majority of athletes who are older than her, only adds to the scope of this feat. "My coach, she started crying. My mom started crying," Roy said, recalling the setting just a few weeks back as the level 7 gymnast became the first from Sudbury since 2015, when Kayla Foles was named, to earn a spot on the roster that will travel to Phoenix, Arizona, in January. Supplied. It also didn't hurt that regardless of the outcome, Roy was going to walk away with something to strive for. "Julie's plan, Coach Julie McEwen, was to have me compete at level 7, and if I didn't make the team, then we're going to try and get me to level 8, this year," said Roy. "So I was excited with either one." That level of excitement only grew over the course of the day as Roy continued to check off the scores that were going to at least put her in contention for a coveted Team Ontario berth. "I got a really good score on the beam and felt really good," she stated, getting her session started off on the right foot. "Then I scored really well on the floor, too, and I knew that vault was my strongest event. I think once I got beam over, my least favorite event, and went to my favorite events, it just got better and better." While Roy has been one to watch for a few years now, the truth is that she is a much different gymnast and athlete now than when she made her debut on the competitive side of the sport as a precocious 5- or 6-year-old. "I used to be really good at beam and now I am really good at vault," she said. "I've gotten more powerful, which really helps my vault, but I'm a little less flexible. I feel like this is better because the power can help get me more skills and I have a lot more height than I used to, and I am still able to work on my flexibility and can still get a lot better at it. But it is tough to be really flexible and have a lot of power." Physically, Avery Roy was ready to take the next step. Mentally, she is still learning about all that goes into achieving that proper mindset that strikes a balance between confidence and a healthy awareness of the competition. With the Team Ontario meet scheduled for the same weekend as the first Gymnastics Ontario qualifier of the season for the Laurels Women's Artistic Team, the talkative teen will work on the more minute details of each of her four routines, knowing that a jump to level 8 awaits at the end of the 2023-2024 season. "I'm just trying to make everything a bit cleaner. Focus on my dance to make sure I am not wobbling or anything. Make sure I have straight legs, pointy toes, and straight arms on my tumbles. Maintain good body shapes. I am not going to give away points for that." In the meantime, Roy will appreciate the moment as much as a still-growing 13-year-old can. "So many people tried out, and it's Team Ontario," she said. "And we get to go to the States." Randy Pascal is a sports writer in Greater Sudbury. Pursuit is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.